NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A vote is expected in the House today on whether the U.S. military should train and equip moderate Syrian rebels who are fighting Islamist militants in that country. NPR's Elsa Chang says lawmakers look at this as a start.
The White House hasn't asked for congressional authorization to use U.S. forces in Syria, but many members say Congress must have that debate later. For now, however, Republican James Lankford of Oklahoma says there's no harm in aiding Syrian rebels.
What the president's asked for is such a small thing in the broader scope of it. I think a lot of the frustration is what the president is not asking for, and that's a larger strategy.
Democrat Rick Nolan of Minnesota says without that, there's no point in approving this smaller strategy.
We're not going to go in and resolve it with a few airstrikes and a few additional dollars and arms.
The Senate will immediately take up the proposal if it passes the House. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama will discuss the new U.S. military effort in Iraq today with officials from U.S. Central Command in Florida. It's responsible for U.S. military efforts in the Middle East. Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up their meeting in Washington today. They're expected to announce another $10 billion reduction in the Fed's monthly bond purchases. NPR's Craig Windham reports the so-called quantitative easing program aimed at boosting the economy is likely to wrap up next month.
Economists are watching for any modification in the central bank's forward guidance as it prepares to end the monthly asset purchases. The Fed has previously pledged to keep short-term interest rates low for what it called a considerable time after the bond buying ends. James Dunnigan with PNC Wealth Management tells CNBC he expects a change in that wording.
Likely they will remove that considerable time language and start to communicate something that talks about that they're going to be data dependent going forward.
Meaning the Fed will not start nudging short-term rates higher until the latest economic data warrants such a move. Dunnigan and many other analysts do not see that happening until the middle of next year. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Minnesota Vikings have again changed their minds and have again suspended player Adrian Peterson. He's facing alleged child abuse charges in Texas. He is required to stay away from the team until the case is settled. Separately, the NFL Players Association is appealing former Baltimore Raven player Ray Rice's indefinite suspension from the NFL in a domestic abuse case. The government says consumer prices were slightly lower last month. The consumer price index fell 0.2% in August. The small drop comes after a tiny gain in July of 0.1%. Several goods saw lower prices in August, including gasoline, airline tickets, and clothing. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Tropical storm Odile is headed for the Mexican mainland. Top sustained winds are now 50 miles per hour. The storm is also projected to head north into Arizona, probably as a tropical depression. However, the National Hurricane Center is warning southern Arizona and southern New Mexico could get up to 9 inches of rain from the storm. Arizona has already gotten historic amounts of rainfall this month, with records set in Phoenix in particular. Residents of a California town near the Oregon border are awaiting the lifting of evacuation orders. These were prompted by a wildfire that's charred several neighborhoods since Monday. Jefferson Public Radio's Liam Moriarty reports from Ashland, Oregon.
Weed resident Danielle Verpalette says she and her neighbors were stunned by the speed and ferocity of the fire.
It was so fast, nobody had any time to grab anything except your kids and your animals, if you were lucky. 1 minute everything was fine, and the next minute all hell broke loose.
Verpalette says her home was saved, but others on her block burned. Well over 100 homes and commercial buildings were damaged or destroyed, including a church, an elementary school, and the sawmill that's the town's largest employer. For NPR News, I'm Liam Moriarty.
The motorcycle ridden by actor Peter Fonda in the film Easy Rider is up for sale. Auctioneer Joe Maddalena expects a high price.
This is the most famous motorcycle in the world. So it's valued at between $1 and $2 million.
The Stars and Stripes chopper has a chrome frame and fishtailed exhaust pipes. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.